This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 174, How to Think in English, with Shayna from EspressoEnglish.net.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. Finally, we're going to answer your question, how can I think in English? In this episode, you'll learn the three levels to start thinking your way to fluency.
So Gabby, who is today's AEE super fan?
Our super fan is Sergio Luis Araujo Silva from Brazil.
Sergio is awesome. He is truly curious about learning languages and finding out what works. He's active on our blog and our Facebook, Google Plus. He's all over the place. He's engaging with All Ears English. Gabby, what exactly is Sergio doing to use All Ears English?
Yeah, he tells us he loves repeating the audio episodes and his brain is actually becoming used to the natural flow of English, and that's even affecting his own pronunciation. So his understanding of English is getting really fluent.
And even better, he has shared All Ears English with about 12 people, word of mouth. That is awesome. We asked Sergio what the key is to success in English and life. He believes in our potential. The key is believing in your own potential and working hard toward your dreams. Thank you so much, Sergio, for that brilliant piece of advice.
Thanks
for being a super fan.
Hey, Lindsay, I was thinking that our listeners might want to see all of the top 15 ways to improve their English in an ebook.
I know, this is a great Tuesday series that we're doing here to dissect and tune up the top 15 mistakes that people are making, but if you want to see them all at one time, you can get them in an ebook.
Yeah, just come to allearsenglish.com/top15. That's T-O-P-1-5.
Hey, Gabby, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Excellent. I want to welcome Shayna Oliveira today from EspressoEnglish.net. Thanks for coming, Shayna.
My pleasure. Hello from Brazil.
Yeah. Yay. So you're in Salvador, you said?
That's right, in northeastern Brazil.
Excellent. We're excited. So you've built up an awesome business teaching English online at EspressoEnglish.net, and you've also written some interesting articles about how to think in English. And this is a huge topic that a lot of our listeners, I know they're curious about it, and they really want to know how they can break into that next level of learning English. Do you think you could let our listeners know your top three tips for thinking in English?
Yeah, definitely. Before I start, I'd just like to say that I think a lot of learners think you have to be advanced to think in English or almost fluent.
Right.
But I think you can actually start developing that skill even when you're a beginner.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Any level, this applies.
Right. I like it.
Exactly. And my three steps that I normally teach people, the first step is super simple. It's just to think in individual English words. So, for example, if your listeners just take a moment and just look around the room, I bet they could think of at least 20 words. I mean, that could be computer, that could be chair, that could be house, could be verbs and adjectives. Just really simple, right? No need to get into sentences, just single words.
Okay, I like that. So you're taking a minute to just be silent with yourself and just run through the words in your mind.
Exactly, and you can take inspiration from what you see. I mean, if you are on the train and you have a minute and you can look around and you can think, you know, if you see a child, you think, you know, boy or girl, or you see somebody carrying an umbrella, you think umbrella. And I think it's super powerful because you actually connect the word with what you're seeing directly, right? Without translating.
I love that.
So it's when you've already learned some vocabulary, then you can start to do this.
Exactly. And it's good because you can also see the gaps in your vocabulary.
Right.
You know, if you're in your kitchen and you say, okay, I know fork, I know knife, I know spoon, and then you look at your blender and you say, oh, I don't know the word for that in English. You can then go to your dictionary and fill in that gap, right?
Oh, that's great.
Find the word.
Or if you don't have your dictionary or your smartphone with you, you could just make a note of that. You could write down, oh gosh, I need to, you know, when I get home, I need to look up the word for blender because I want to know that and I don't know it.
Yeah. I like this.
Exactly, exactly. It really helps you discover what are the things you're seeing in daily life that you don't know the words for yet, or you can't bring them to mind in English. So that's level one. It's super simple. You don't have to worry about grammar or anything else. It's just kind of practicing bringing that vocabulary to mind.
Yeah, it sounds like this is just a slight mindset shift that we need to take. And it sounds like it's just a habit that we need to build. And we know that habits build relatively quickly, right, if we're diligent about setting them up. So I like this idea.
Exactly. And it's something that you can do even if you don't live in an English-speaking country because you're just practicing in your own mind.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so the first one is just thinking about the words for individual objects on the train, around your house. What's the next tip, Shayna?
Okay, so the next level is trying to make some really simple sentences. Again, only in your mind. And you can just think really simple, like, that car is red, or my blender is broken. You know, very simple, no need to get into complicated, convoluted structures. The idea is just to practice putting the words you know together into sentences.
Very cool. So you're just progressing one level deeper, making a little bit more difficult.
Right, and this is also a way to kind of practice forming sentences without that fear of, I'm going to mess up. Somebody's not going to understand me.
Right.
They're going to laugh at my sentence because nobody's judging you, right? You're just practicing to yourself.
Okay, so this is, you're just walking around or you're on the train or whatever, and you have a minute to think. So you're going to think in English to yourself. You're just going through some words or maybe creating your own sentences. And you're saying it doesn't matter that they're perfect. They don't need to be perfect. You're just bringing that English to mind, and you know, maybe later you could get some feedback on it to make sure it's correct, right?
Exactly. Okay. And you can also discover gaps here too, like if you want to say, I just bought ice cream, and you realize that you don't remember the past tense of buy is bought, you can again go look that up later or refresh your memory on how is it that I wanted to say that. And so it's another way to kind of discover maybe a couple of things that you might be missing and then to learn them in a very real, very concrete way, because that's the sentence you were thinking and now you're filling in any gaps in your knowledge.
Yeah, that's great.
I like it. It's like your mind becomes your learning lab, you know, and it's a private learning lab. No one has to hear your mistake. It's just you and yourself. Excellent.
It's also really important to review and repeat, and so this is a very helpful practice to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And all of these steps are kind of moving towards being able to speak without thinking in your native language and translating. So when you do this kind of mental practice, the next time you need to say in English, I would like to buy an ice cream or something like that, you can just say it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about the words in your native language before translating and thinking about the sentence structure.
By the time you do all that, the ice cream is gone.
Yeah.
let me ask. It's melted.
Yeah.
Let me ask a quick question. What do you think the barriers are for students, and why don't they do this automatically? Like, what holds us back from doing this intuitively?
Some of it, I think, is that belief that you need to be advanced to do it. Some of it is also just simply it not occurring to somebody during the day. Okay. You know, I think there are a lot of like little moments, you know, when you're just walking somewhere or when you're waiting in line at the supermarket that maybe people think about other things, but they don't think, oh, here's an opportunity for me to try to practice thinking in English.
Right.
Wow, I like this. This could be a super useful episode in that case, if we can just get people to start to think about this. I love it.
Well, and don't wait until you're English teacher tells you now speak English,
right?
This is something that you can do whenever, wherever you want. So take charge.
Yeah, I like it.
Exactly. It's part of making English part of your daily life, right?
Yeah.
The more you do that, the faster you'll advance and progress.
Well, this is what we do in our native language. I mean, don't we all sort of talk to ourselves in our minds?
Oh, yes.
Right? Like, oh, gosh, I forgot to buy milk. Or, you know, you're thinking these things in your native language, but when you want to learn a second language, you need to start building that habit of doing it in your second language.
I like it.
And that's actually a perfect transition into the third level, which is to just take that internal dialogue, your normal thoughts, and try to think them in English. So maybe if you're thinking about something stressful at work, instead of thinking through it in your native language, try to just take a minute or just 2 minutes to think through that in English. It's a little bit tricky, and it's kind of mentally difficult at first, but it's super, super key, because this is what's really going to help you get more fluent mentally, because this is your normal thought process just in English now instead of your native language.
You can probably start replacing certain phrases that you know, and then, you know, as you notice where the gaps are, you can look those up and fill them in. But I'm thinking, like, you know, when you're learning a language, you might learn key phrases like very good. I mean, you hear people say, oh, very good, very good. And so, and of course I'm thinking in Portuguese too, when people say, oh, very good. And I would say that to myself, you know, oh, very good. You know, good job, Gabby. You studied for an hour, whatever it was. I would say to myself, very good in Portuguese. And just like that little thing makes a difference, I think.
Absolutely. Instead of translating, right? So that's the difference. So you're taking the phrase, if you're learning Portuguese, the way it would be said in Portuguese, not taking the way you would say it in English and putting it into Portuguese.
Right. Well, I would tell myself in my mind, I would say, muito bom, you know?
Right.
And it's just like a little thing.
Right.
But that repetition helps, I think.
I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Another kind of mental trick you can use is to just imagine your English teacher asking you a question like, how was your day?
Yeah.
And now you need to respond in English. And, of course, instead of responding out loud, you're just doing it in your head.
Yeah.
Or imagine you're telling your English teacher about a memory you have or a funny story that happened to you last week. And just think through how you would tell your English teacher in English. And sometimes that little bit of visualization helps bring the English, you know, more to the surface of your mind.
I love it. It's like rehearsing for an event or rehearsing for a presentation. I mean, everyday conversation is not so formal, but what I mean is when you want to do something well, you rehearse it.
Right. And this is getting English practice internally. People often say that they don't have an opportunity to practice. Well, you have all day to practice inside your mind.
Yeah.
I love it. Awesome.
Yeah, and it does take some getting used to, and you know, it might be something you can only do for 2 minutes at first, and then later it's 10 minutes, and then later maybe you can do it for an entire hour, until eventually, you know, if you wanted to, you could think fluently in English. But it does take practice.
Yeah.
But the important thing is to start small and to keep going and keep persisting so that you can just develop that ability.
So have you suggested this technique to some of your English students?
I have, and what they tell me is that it is difficult. You know, they say they struggle at first, right, to break the habit of translating.
Right.
But the result is that it ends up with English sentences that are faster and also more natural because you start to speak in the way, the phrases that that native English speakers use instead of those kind of awkward, strange phrases that get translated from a native language.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. That's the key.
Well, that's fantastic. I think so long term, it's much, much better.
Yeah. This is a good way to build a really solid foundation in the language, a natural solid foundation.
Very cool.
And in fact, it's easier if you do it early on, right? It might be even more difficult if you're quite advanced to start you know, putting this into practice, but the earlier you start, the better you can get. And it's just an ability, just like speaking, just like vocabulary, just like listening. The more you train, the better you'll be.
Well, you know what's funny is I think I've done this a little bit just, you know, not realizing that it's a technique, but maybe doing this like when I was learning Japanese or Portuguese. And now when I try to think of certain words, they'll come to me first in Japanese. And then I'm like, oh, shoot, what is that in English? My native language, right? I don't know. I think that happens to us because you get used to, you know, saying these words to yourself in another language. Yeah. And it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying it's funny.
You won't lose your
language. You'll never lose your native language.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it shows a real strong identification of that concept or that idea or that word, right, with the language that maybe you learned it in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I love it. Oh, this has been so cool. All right. So just to kind of recap here what we've talked about today. So Shana, you first of all suggested starting off by thinking with individual words, kind of looking at things. Okay, what's that? It's a whiteboard. It's a cup. And then moving on to making simple sentences, something a little bit that's longer, observing what's going on. And then the final step would be taking that internal dialogue that's already going on in your head, in your native language, and turning it into English, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Awesome. Those are the three steps from going from nothing to thinking fluently in English. And that will definitely have a huge, huge impact on speaking fluently and speaking faster.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome. So if our listeners want to find out more about you and Espresso English, where should they go?
They can go to espressoenglish.net. That's my main website. And I also have a YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/espressoenglishnet.
Awesome.
Oh, very good. Wow. Thanks so much for coming on today, Shana. This has been fantastic. Really useful.
Thanks. It was great talking with both of you.
Thanks, Shana.
Thanks a lot.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.